Blog Talk Radio.
Everything is going to be all right. You're listening to Tippy Talk. Time now to sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy the moment. Newborn is the official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. To hear more of their music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy their wonderful sound. And now it is time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality. Side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk, where we go from where you are to where you want to be. I'm your host, Tippy Feldstein. Hey, hello. Today, the scorching heat of New York City. I sit here with probably a little bit of rain twist, because when you are exposed to such extreme heat for a long period of time, I'm pretty sure the brain has something to say about it. Hey, this is Tippy Feldstein here tonight with you here in New York City at 11:27 p.m. after a very, very scorchy, hot weekend. That is all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Right now, it's still hot. Still very, very humid. And so I'm doing something I haven't done hardly at all. I have done it very little, hardly at all. But last night I was compelled to do it. And tonight I was compelled to do it as I stretch into this long, hot, warm, well, actually it's hotter than hell type of stuff that we are putting up with here today, hoping that tomorrow we'll get a little bit of a breather. But today, walking out of the house into the heat is more like stepping right into your oven where you roast your chicken, if you eat chicken, which I don't. And so what do I want to do today for you? I have another chapter from the book As a Man Thinketh. And this chapter is called Visions and Ideals. And this is for those of you who either have visions, want to have visions, or are thinking about a vision. And what do we mean about a vision or an ideal? It's an idea. It's a passion. Something you wish you can do, and you're either doing something about it or not. But if you are doing something about it, according to this book, you are the saviors of the world. Because he says that as the invisible world is stained by the invisible, so men, through all trials and sins and started vocations, are nourished by the beautiful vision of their solitary dreamers. What he actually says is that the entire world is nourished and sustained by the vision of those dreamers. So this is for you, dreamers, visionaries, and wannabe dreamers and visionaries. Keep on dreaming. Your visions is what humanity is surviving on. Humanity cannot forget its dreamers. It cannot let their ideals fade and die. It lives in them. It knows them as the realities which it shall one day see and know. Because every dream may one day come true and probably will one day come true. Every vision will probably come true. Well, it could be a composer, a sculptor, a painter, a poet, a prophet, a sage. These are the makers of the afterworld. These are the architects of heaven. The world is beautiful because they have lived. Without them, laboring humanity would perish. The importance of your vision is as important as a train that is chucking down the railway at 200 miles an hour, knowing where it's going, where is the destination, because otherwise there is no destination. That's how valuable your vision is. He who cherishes a beautiful vision or a lofty ideal in his heart will one day realize it. So basically what he's saying, if you keep your vision, one day it will come true. Columbus cherished a vision of another world, and he discovered it. Copernicus fostered the vision of a multiplicity of worlds and a wider universe, and he revealed it. Buddha beheld the vision of a spiritual world of stainless beauty and perfect peace, and he entered into it. Cherish your visions, cherish your ideals, cherish the music that stirs in your heart, the beauty that forms in your mind, the loveliness that drapes your purest thoughts, for out of them will grow only delightful conditions. All heavenly environment of these, if you but remain true to them, your world will at last be built. So if you remain true to your dreams, if you don't give up, if you don't walk away, if you don't stop thinking about them, it will be built. To desire is to obtain. To aspire is to achieve. So man's basest desire receives the fullest measure of gratification, and his purest aspirations starve for lack of sustenance. Such is not the law. Such a condition can never obtain. Ask and receive. The bottom line, basically, is that if you ask, you will receive. Dream lofty dreams, and as you dream, so shall you become. Your vision is the promise of what you shall one day be. Your ideal is the prophecy of what you shall at last unveil. So dream. He's asking you to please dream, have a vision, have an ideal. If you don't have one, get one, but do it. Just go on dreaming. Because the greatest achievement was at first and for a time, a dream. The oak sleeps in the acorn. The bird waits in the eggs. And in the highest vision of a soul, a waking angel stirs. Dreams are the seedlings of realities. The problem is with us is that as children, we are knocked out of our daydreams and told to stop daydreaming, to live in reality. Stop dreaming is what I always heard them say. Be realistic. Well, being realistic never got anyone anywhere. Your circumstances may be uncongenial, but they shall not remain so if you only perceive an ideal and strive to reach it. You can't travel within and stand still without. You can't travel within and stand still without. In other words, you can't have a dream and a destination in your head and just stand still. It's just not possible. Here is a youth hard pressed by poverty and labor. Here's a youth hard pressed by poverty and labor. I think that's what he meant to say. Confined long hours in an unhealthy workshop, unschooled and lacking all the arts of refinement, but he dreams of better things. He thinks of intelligence or refinement, of grace and beauty. He conceives of mentally builds up an ideal condition of life. The wider liberty and the larger scope takes possession of him. Unrest urges him to action, and he uses all his spare time and means to the development of his latent powers and resources. Very soon, so altered has his mind become that the workshop can no longer hold him. It has become so out of harmony with his mindset that he falls out of his life as the garment is cast aside. And with the growth of opportunities that fit the scope of his expanding powers, he passes out of it altogether. Years later, we see this youth as a grown man. We find him a master of certain forces of the mind that he wields with worldwide influence and almost unequal power. In his hands, he holds the cords of gigantic responsibilities. He speaks and lives, and lives are changed. Men and women hang upon his word and remold their character. Sun-like, he becomes the fixed and humanist center around which innumerable destinies revolve. He has become the vision of his youth. He has become one with his ideals. That is so beautiful that I can't even say anything about it. And you too, youthful reader. And you don't really have to be youthful. You could be anybody who will realize the vision, not just the idle wish of your heart, be it base or beautiful or a mixture of both. For you will always gravitate toward that which you secretly most love. Into your hands will be placed the exact results of your own thoughts. You will receive that which you earn, no more, no less. Whatever your present environment may be, you will fall, remain, or rise with your thoughts, your vision, your ideal. You will become as small as your controlling desire, as great as your dominant aspiration. This is said so beautifully, but the bottom line of what he says is you will become what you think. So go on and dream. Go on and dare to visualize and to vision something big, something grand, something beautiful. Let me see if I can finish this chapter for you, which I will, because I think this is really, really beautiful. I hope you do too. And if you think it's beautiful, leave me a remark down there. And if you don't think it's beautiful, leave me a remark down there, right here below this slideshow. Because to me right now, it just seems like the most beautiful thing I've read. And it could be that the heat has fried my brain. Because when I walked into the car today, my car temperature was 104 and I could barely breathe. So it could be something happened to my brain, but I think it's beautiful. So let me finish the chapter for you. The thoughtless, the ignorant, and the indolent see only the apparent effects of things and not the things themselves. Talk of luck, of fortune, and chance. Seeing a man grow rich, they say, how lucky he is. Observing another become skilled intellectually, they exclaim how highly favored he is. And noting saintly character and white influence of another, they remark, how chance helps him at every turn. They do not see the trials and failures and struggles which these men have encountered in order to gain their experience. They have no knowledge of the sacrifices they have made, of the undaunted efforts they have put forth, of the faith they have exercised so that they might overcome the apparently insurmountable and realize the vision of the heart. The vision of the heart. I just love that. They do not know the darkness and the heartaches. They only see the light and joy and call it luck. Do not see the long, arduous journey, but only behold a pleasant goal and call it good fortune. Do not understand the process, but only perceive the result and call it chance. So basically what he's saying here is that you don't have to worry about how your vision is going to come true. You just have to hold it and perceive the results. Think about the results only. Do not waste your time thinking about how those results will get to you, because we just don't know. In all human affairs, there are efforts and there are results. The strength of the effort is the measure of the result. Change is not gifts, powers. Material, intellectual, and spiritual possessions are the fruit of effort. They are thoughts completed, objectives accomplished, visions realized. And I could say also, mission accomplished. The vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart, this you will build your life by. This you will become. Your visions and your dreams are basically what makes you everything. Everything in your life is a result of what you thought. Your dreams may have been dark, and that's maybe why your life is dark. Your dreams may have been glorious, and that may be your life may be glorious. Believe it or not, with this hot scorching heat, I'm drinking hot tea. I always drink hot tea. Winter, summer, cold, hot, I don't care. It's hot tea for me. And that's what I have to say about visions and ideals. I really want to encourage you today to create a vision if you don't have one. Hold on, I got to take a sip of my hot tea in this hot weather. Let me tell you one of the visions I had that I write about in my book that you can get on Amazon. It's called Wake Up and Plan for Roses. It wasn't a positive, glorious wish. It was a wish. It wasn't even really a wish. It was something I said when I was 19. I said that if I die when I'm 40, I'm good. 40 is very old to a 19-year-old. That's all I said. It was kind of like a vision, but it wasn't a passionate vision that I wouldn't let go of. But in order for something like that to happen, I had to be in a really black mood, black life. And that was when I was 19, and I held that vision. And on my 40th birthday, my car took a dive off the mountain, and I should have been dead. I'm not dead because I had a choice. I had a choice to die or not to, and honestly, I didn't want to live. I wanted to die, but love didn't want me to. I had two baby girls that I loved more than my life and that I knew needed me. because they wouldn't have any other, they didn't have any other nurturing parent. And I sacrificed my desire to just walk away from my broken bones, my broken body, my broken life, my broken hell that I had created, because I was depressed, because my thoughts were black. My thoughts were hell. And so I created the hell. And I did want to die. And I almost did. And I could have, but I couldn't ultimately abandon my children. And that was the precision of me just creating a vision when I was 19 of me being dead at 40 and on my birthday. Because that vision to me didn't mean anything at 19, but at 40, I was miserable. I wanted to die, but I would never kill myself, but I was miserable. I was going through a divorce. I was having such a hard time with my kids. My ex was destroying every move I made. I was black. I was ready to end my life. I wouldn't have done it myself, but my car took a dive off the road into the mountains. And honestly, that wasn't even the only thing, because that in itself, obviously I ended up in the emergency room with lots of stuff that I'm not going to tell you about right now, but it wasn't the end of that. It was that everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong. My car insurance expired on the midnight of the night before the accident and was reinstated on the midnight of the night right after the 24 hours where the accident happened. How precise is that? Precise against me, based on my disposition and my visions, which weren't really my visions because they were my default. I didn't take the time to wake up and to plan for what I wanted. I lived like a flower rocking with the waves, lying there in the middle of the ocean, and when the waves go right, I went right, and when the waves go left, I went left, and I was rocking and being miserable, being reactive to everything that happened. No visions, no ideals, because I couldn't even go past my blackness of my life. And so that statement that I made when I was 19 finally happened on my 40th birthday, which is when I said it would be the end of my life. Your visions and your ideals create your life. And if you don't sit down and create a vision or have an ideal, then your life is randomly created by things that you think about as a reaction of the five senses of the things that you see. And you don't want to live your life like that. You want to live your life with a purpose, with a mission, with something beautiful that you want to create. Think of a destination of where you would like to go. It could be something like a beautiful car to drive. Could be a spiritual quest to acquire. Could be finding a partner. Anything. It doesn't matter. Start with the vision. Could be confidence, communicating with people. Could be a job that you're going to be working at or you just got that. It's going to be fantastic and easy and everybody's going to love you and you're going to be the most confident and the best person on that job that you're afraid of, but you're excited for. Your vision is going to create that reality of what that job is going to look like for you. So go ahead, create your vision, create your ideal. Because my vision right now, if you have a whole bunch of you, create a vision and send it to me so that I can see it and I can enjoy it and I can be so grateful for every single one of your visions is a notch up on my vision. And if you want to, contact me personally and work with me. Leave a comment right here on the internet in the bottom. Let me know. that you want to create your vision, your ideal, your dream come true. This is Tippi Feldstein wishing you dreams to be your reality before the year is over. Wishing you a happy dreaming.
Flying high like a bird with your aviators, but your heart